Technical College.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back live from George Coleman. You know, I just saw Rod McDowell tweet. Rod McDowell thinks apparently that Clemson will, former Clemson back, will think that Clemson will take care of Boston College with no issues. Not the case. I mean, that game last year went to the fourth quarter. This is a totally different team. Again, you got a Herschel Walker type back. You have a Boston College team that's 8-2 in their last 10 games that's scoring 40 points a game. So it's a new world order. It's a new world order, and you better be prepared for it. It's Clemson's toughest game on the schedule. Boston College will be ranked in the top 15 by the time that game is played. And you will see it unfold. There's no question about it. And you can get in if you want. Ramona, go ahead. Give me the next game.
The next game on the Pick'em Contest is brought to you by Carolina Alliance Bank, is Boise State at Oklahoma State.
And you had?
Oklahoma State. They're a 2.5-point favorite.
You picked Oklahoma State?
Yeah.
You know all about the fight song.
Yeah,
curse,
I know
Ramona.
About the song. I know. I didn't want to pick Boise State, but they're 2.5-point favorite. Well,
you've played it 100 times.
But they're a 2.5-point favorite in the Vegas line.
Oh, great. Wonderful. The Vegas line, so since when do we care about that? Vegas lines. Vegas had Boston College winning 5.5 games.
Wait a minute.
Shh. Quiet. Did you, the top 50, didn't reference the top 50?
Not in this case.
Well, you should have, because you would have found Boise State 10. Where is Oklahoma State in my top 50?
I don't know.
I'm just curious. Well, you have it there, don't you?
I had the odds up. I need to get the top 50 up. I don't think they're on here.
I'm not sure. I don't even remember if I ranked them at all.
Oh, yeah, they're 31.
All right, so Boise State is 10, and Oklahoma State is 31. Now, the game is at Oklahoma State. There's that.
You took Boise State.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not only did I take Boise State, but I'll be giving Boise State out as a spread pick, because there's no way on God's green earth Oklahoma State is beating Boise State. We'll see. I don't see it. I mean, I just think Boise State's better in every area. I think they're a better football team. I think they're better defensively. I think they're better coached. Mike Gundy's most overrated coach in America. I don't know why people keep talking about Mike Gundy. Mike Gundy's never done anything. He inherited a ready-made program from Les Miles, and he has never done anything. His defenses are always an abomination. He's always vastly overranked, and there has never been any toughness or character to that football team. I do not like Oklahoma State. I have made it clear for years now. I don't see what's to like. I think they're soft as margarine on a 90-degree day. Now, with all that said, watch Oklahoma State win this game. I just don't think so.
I hope they do.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Then you can talk to me like you talk to Kwok. I don't see it. I just don't see it. I think Boise State's going to go into that building and spank them in front of their own fans. I don't think it's going to be close. I just think Boise State's a better football team. I think they're better in every single phase of football. Every single phase. I think they run it better. They block better. They tackle better. They're coached better. There's a toughness to them that doesn't exist at Oklahoma State. I mean, I think Oklahoma State has played nobody, and they're about, and not that Boise State has played a great schedule, but Boise State played at Troy. Now, it's a Troy team without Brandon Silvers, but Boise State treated them rudely. And it wasn't just Brandon Silvers that allowed Troy to compete with LSU and Clemson the last few years. It wasn't just those two guys. Or just that guy. It was more than that. Troy had athletes. They had size. They were physical. I just don't see it. I don't see it. I think that when you look at those two football teams, to me, I think Boise State is everything that Oklahoma State isn't. Do you have a breakdown on who on the players in the pick'em contest and who picked who?
I do.
Okay, how many people picked Oklahoma State? What was the breakdown via? Give me the breakdown via individual and by team.
What do you want? You want who picked Oklahoma State and who picked Boise State? Yes.
Yeah.
Mickey picked Oklahoma State. Zach picked Oklahoma State. I picked Oklahoma State. Kelly picked Oklahoma State. And a bunch of people down at the bottom here. 1, 2, 3, 4. Looks like 5 people at the bottom picked Oklahoma State.
Okay, so as a team, we'll gain one.
And Brad picked Boise State. Ben, Kwok, you picked Boise State. And 3 people at the bottom picked Boise State.
Well, we'll gain one as a team. How about that? Because I just don't. Oklahoma State's not winning that game. I'll be shocked. Honestly, I'll be shocked if they win that game. Boise State is just better. Just a better football team, better heritage, better everything. I think Boise State has one of the best pass rushes in college football as well. And I think that's going to prove a big problem for an Oklahoma State team that's still trying to figure out who they are. I really think Boise State's going to beat them by 2 touchdowns. I really do. All right, what's next after that?
The next game is Ohio State and TCU, and everybody picked Ohio State.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised at that. I'm surprised that it was a 16-0 whitewash, but...
Well, you know, it's 12.5 point favorite, Ohio State. So.
Yeah, but I'm still surprised
That's a lot of points.
Yeah, but the game's in TCU's backyard, and TCU is a really good team, and they're exceedingly well-coached.
You picked Ohio State.
Yeah, because where did I put Ohio State in my national poll, preseason ratings?
I don't know.
2. I put them 2. So... I put them 2, and I had TCU, 17?
I don't know. Netflix.
Well, you're looking at, you have the ratings,
I'm not.
Though.
Right now I'm looking at the games. I can't look at everything at the same time.
Well, I think it's 2-17. I think it's 2-17. So there's a 15-point difference in it, which you can basically equate to the spread. I think that Ohio State just has too much. They just have too much. They're too talented. And I don't think that Robinson has faced a defense like he's about to see. And I don't think he's ready for what he's about to see. I think he's going to be a very good player in time, but I don't think he's ready for Bosa and Chase Young and company. I don't think he is.
The next game is Washington at Utah. And let's see. Kwok picked Utah and Matt Connelly picked Utah and everybody else took Washington.
So only two people picked Utah?
That is correct.
You know, that could be a game where the two people are right. I mean, I picked Washington, but I'm not comfortable with it. I mean, I had to pick somebody, so I picked Washington, but I'm not a big believer in it. I hate going against Kyle Whittingham in Utah at night in that stadium, Rice Eccles. It's a really tough place to play. I will tell you this: Washington's going to have to play their A-plus game to win that football game. They'd have to play better than they played against Auburn to win that game. We'll see whether they do. I think, you know, I saw enough positive signs about Browning and his arm in that game to think that they have a chance to do that. But I'm not overly optimistic. I mean, in fact, if I put percentages on it, it's like a 55-45 deal or a 51-49 deal.
Okay, the next game is UCLA. Let's see, Fresno State at UCLA. And
yeah, what's the divide on that deal?
It looks like 9 people pick Fresno State and 7 people pick UCLA. Two of our people, Mickey and Ben, picked UCLA, and everybody else of ours picked Fresno State.
And how many of theirs?
3 people of theirs picked Fresno State, and the rest of those picked UCLA.
So they're all in UCLA?
Yes, it would
seem so. So we need Fresno State to win from a team standpoint.
Right, I would think.
Well, you know, I think it's good because I think that's what will happen. I mean, who did you have?
I had Fresno State.
I think it's going to take Kelly some time. Fresno State, this isn't the Pat Hill days anymore when they used to beg those Pac-12 teams to play them. But it's still the case. They're an institution that feels like they've been slighted by the Pac-12 over the years, that the Pac-12 has dodged them. It's been their constant story. Now they get a chance to play one of those teams and not at a time where that team is up and running or has any identity yet. You have a senior quarterback. It's a team that won 10 games a year ago. I think they're still pretty good. I think they're good enough to beat this UCLA team. They come off a tough loss, though. That game at Minnesota where, you know, they had a chance to win it, and Jeff Tedford really sort of took it away from them.
Okay, the next game is Southern Cal at Texas. And it looks like one of our people, Zach, took USC, and everybody else took Texas, and it looks like 5 of their people... Yeah. 5 of their people took USC.
The majority of the media team took Southern Cal?
That is correct.
Huh. And ours again was what?
Most of ours took Texas. Zach took USC, and everybody else took Texas.
Yeah, you know, I heard Kwok talking about this game as I arrived, and we talked about it a little yesterday. I would respectfully disagree with his opinion that Southern Cal can't win this game. I think Southern Cal absolutely can win the game. I think both teams are terrible. I mean, but I don't think Texas is any less terrible. In fact, I think they're more terrible. If this game's on a neutral field, I'm taking Southern Cal. I don't believe in Texas.
Now you took Texas.
I took Texas because it's at Texas. I mean, this game was played at Southern Cal last year, and it was 27-24. And I think Texas played over their heads. But, I mean, I've seen nothing from Texas that makes me even think they can play football. Their quarterbacks basically aren't any good. Their defense is vastly overrated. They lost the key players off of that team last year. They don't have much of a running game. I mean, I don't even know what their identity is. I mean, this is a team that lost to Maryland, for crying out loud. And not only did they lose to Maryland, but then last week they barely held off Tulsa at home. So I just don't think we should be assuming they're going to beat Southern Cal. I don't like the Southern Cal team. I picked them below the 8.5 number. But, I mean, I don't like either team. I don't see either team getting away from the other in this game. I think it's an ugly, low-scoring game, and either team could win. I mean, at 24-21, Texas maybe? I mean, I just can't see, you know, look, I know Southern Cal lost last week to Stanford, but Stanford's light years better than Texas. I mean, Texas is a bad football team. Texas, I mean, I'm not even sure they go to a bowl game. Their schedule isn't tough, but I'm not sure they go to a bowl game. I mean, I'm picking Texas because I have to pick somebody in this game. But if I could go against both these teams, that's what I'd be doing. I just don't see. I see no distinction in those teams other than the game is in Austin. I mean, that's the only distinction. Neutral field, I'd be taking JT Daniels. I mean, you give me that game on a neutral field, I'm taking Southern Cal. I don't see any distinction in those teams at all. Look, I don't like what I've seen from Southern Cal thus far and didn't expect to. But I'm horrified by what I've seen from Texas. Horrified. They lost to Maryland in football. Again. And then they barely beat a garbage Tulsa team at home. And I picked them. I mean, I don't feel good about that. We'll see how it plays out. Let me tell you about my bookie. My bookie's been in this business for years. Their rep is rock solid. They do 100% cash bonuses. So right off the bat, you're making money for doing nothing. And they have the fastest payout. Seriously, just two business days. You know who's going to win, right? Lay down some cash. Win big today. Look, I'd only recommend a service to my listeners that I believe is good. That's why I'm urging you to make your way to MyBookie. You win, they pay. They have in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business, and an all-new mobile site that makes wagering on the go a breeze. Join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to 100% bonus. Use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. Promo code RADIO to activate the offer. You play, you win, you get paid. It's my bookie. It's Road Rage live at George Coleman Ford. We'll be back.
Do you love pets? How about helping Clemson Paw Partners? We're a nonprofit organization that cares about animal welfare, and we are in need of help. If you would like to help, go to clemsonpawpartners.org, and please be responsible. Spay and neuter your pets. Lack of doing so causes many pets to go unwanted and are in need of homes. Our mission is to improve animal welfare and decrease pet overpopulation in our community. Donations help low-income families with the cost of spay and neuter and other necessary medical treatments. Please follow us on Facebook at Clemson Paw Partners.
Locally owned and operated for 55 years, Clark's Termite and Pest Control was founded by doing one thing, killing bugs. The crawling, flying, biting, digging, burrowing kind of bugs that you don't want in your home or business. Looking for a steady job with medical, dental, and life insurance? Clark's is hiring. Join their team today and start your career. Visit clarkspest.com or call 864-233-BUGS. Again, that's clarkspest.com, 864-233-2847.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Thursday's Burger and a Brew. Any one of our delicious burgers and domestic beer for $10. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Only the best pass our tests. Anderson Ford puts every Ford-certified pre-owned car, truck, and SUV and crossover through a 172-point inspection before you buy one. An Anderson Ford-certified pre-owned vehicle gives you the knowledge and the confidence that your vehicle has been thoroughly inspected and comes with a manufacturer-backed limited warranty. An Anderson Ford-certified pre-owned vehicle is ready, check, go. Buy and ride with confidence. Anderson Ford. Clemson Boulevard. Anderson. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
Tailgating Clemson Style, brought to you by Herb and Carol Tyler of Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. They don't want you to miss out on delicious trays of nuggets, strips, wraps, and the new chilled grilled chicken sub tray, all guaranteed to satisfy. Get gallons of sweet tea or lemonade and one-of-a-kind chocolate chunk cookies. Order early by going online at ilovechickfila.com or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson or Chick-fil-A of Seneca so you can tailgate Clemson Style.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Clemson is a very special place. It is where championships are won and leaders are developed. It is where alumni like Friar Dixon have opened their doors to take care of customers. Friar Dixon Allstate is in the heart of Clemson, providing a comprehensive line of insurance for you and your family. He is a third-generation insurance professional and a proud Tiger. See Friar Dixon Allstate at 405 College Avenue next to Mayberry's. Allstate, are you in good hands? Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
The summer clearance sale on all in-stock patio furniture is now in progress at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your patio, porch, or pool and save during the summer clearance sale at Craft Stove Store and Patio. Available for immediate delivery, buy it now and enjoy it tomorrow. It's the summer clearance sale on all in-stock patio furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio on Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Deftula on 105.5 The Roar.
He's gunning for trouble.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Tip to the Road Rage. We're at WCCP 105.5 The Roar. I want to take a look at those totals, Ramona, the over-unders as well. How many games do you have left on the pick'em deal?
Just one.
All right, and that's the Auburn-LSU game?
Yeah, the pick'em contest is brought to you by Carolina Alliance Bank. Our last game is Auburn. Yeah, Auburn and who are they? LSU, yeah.
And what do you have there?
Auburn. Everybody picked Auburn except for somebody in the other side.
Okay, and what was your score?
My score is 27-14.
Yeah, see, I'm right there. I actually like your score, I think, better than mine. Mine is 27-17, and I think that's actually right on the total. I think the total's like 44.5. I'm not sure this game gets to that total. I respect LSU's defense, but I still think they have a lot of issues offensively, and LSU is a team that's given Auburn a lot of trouble. And obviously they won last year's game, but I don't think that they know who they are offensively yet. My one concern for Auburn is I don't really trust Auburn's offensive line, and LSU dominated the Miami offensive line as I anticipated they would, and their one chance in this game is to do the same. But I just don't know how they're going to score and move the ball against the Auburn defense, which I think is really good. See, I'm not sure that – I think the LSU defense is good and has a couple of great players, but I'm not so sure that the Auburn defense isn't better, and I'm positive the Auburn offense is better. And the game is on the Plains. And look, here's the thing. The more I think about this game, the more I think it's 27-7. The more I think it's Auburn by 20 or something of that sort. Because, you know, here's the thing. I know Auburn doesn't have Kerryon Johnson anymore, and he was a big factor in what they did last year. But they're still running the ball effectively. And when I look at who and what Auburn is, here would be my main point. Or this would be my main point. When Alabama and Georgia went to Auburn late in the year, what happened to them? They both got whacked. When those two teams had to go to the Plains late last year, Alabama and Georgia, those teams played for the national championship. They both got whacked. And LSU is not as good as either one of those teams. So I know they have some history of playing well against Auburn, but the more I think about this game, the more I think Auburn wins this game by 20 points or more. I don't think LSU is at all on the level of either one of those teams. I know that, you know, LSU Scotty's not going to like hearing this, but I don't think they're on the level of Alabama or Georgia. And Alabama and Georgia both got their butts handed to them in that stadium. So, I just don't see it. I if I had to do this over again, I would pick Auburn 27-7. That'd be my pick, because I don't think the game reaches the over, and I'm just not sure LSU can score at all. I mean, I think Auburn's going to win this game. The more I think about it, the more convinced I am that they're going to win it easily. I don't think LSU is ready for Auburn. Miami stinks. I think Miami's a fraud, as I've expressed a million times. I don't think they're any good. So there's that. Ramona, let's get to the totals plays. We gave these out before the season. There were 23 of them. Obviously, some of them have been impacted now by game cancellations. And I don't know how or exactly how that is handled in terms of the wagers. I don't know if it just cancels them automatically, if the game has been canceled. I just don't know. You don't see a lot of games canceled, and now we have some. And I would guess that if you took an over and it went over and a game was canceled, they would still have to pay you on it. But regardless, we'll look at them and we'll see how many of them were impacted by cancellation. Some of those games may be rescheduled, and maybe that's one ultimate answer to it. I don't know. I guess we'll see in time. But what did I give out, Ramona? 23?
Yeah, 20, you gave out 23 college picks.
And the reason is because
NFL picks also.
Right, and we already have some indications on some of them. Some are good. Last year, I think we went 10-2 in the totals. We've killed Vegas on the totals every year. And my expectation is to do so again. Now, I think some of them were already off to sort of like easy win type starts. One of them, most notably of all. Now, one may be making a liar out of me. We'll see. We'll find out what Virginia Tech turns into, or if people just read way too much into that Florida State performance, which I still think is the case, although Virginia Tech may be better than I believe them to be. All right, go ahead.
So you would just read them off. The first one was Virginia Tech under 8.5.
Okay, and again, that's the one I'm already saying that, you know, we'll see. I mean, I felt very confident in that play when I gave it. But at the time, I was thinking that Florida State might actually win that game. I didn't like either team. I just don't know what to make of Virginia Tech as yet. They so far so good. If you're looking at that play right now and reevaluating it, you'd want to back out of it. But I'm still not sure it won't turn out to be right in the end. I still have enormous questions about who and what Virginia Tech is, and I think the Samford performance in Tallahassee demonstrates that those questions about Virginia Tech are valid. And we'll see what Florida State does this week against Syracuse in that game in determining who they are and therefore, by transitive property, maybe who Virginia Tech is. All right, so that one, we'll see. That one, still a long way to go on that deal.
All right, the next one was Wake Forest over 6.
I already feel good about that. I mean, I think that that's going to be an easy win. I expect it. And now, Wake's schedule is tough, but I still feel good about that. I mean, it may not go drastically over the 6. It may be a 7 type deal, but I still think that's a winning proposition. Let me pull up the remaining Wake Forest schedule and take a look at that, though, as we offer that. Come on. Cooperate. And, of course, it's not going to cooperate. Here we go. All right. Wake Forest 2-1, and the number was 6. And when did we gave these out? A month before
some of
the start
them
of the season?
Some of them we gave out like middle of June and end of June, like that.
Yeah, we give them all out at once, and then there were a couple we added on.
They were
given out like at least a month before the season. Whenever, was it Westgate who released those numbers? South Point? Well, I forget. Wake Forest won their first two, and then obviously the Boston College lost. They get Notre Dame at home. They probably won't win that game. They get Rice at home. That's a win. Clemson's a loss. They could win. They could beat Notre Dame. I don't think it's a guarantee one way or another. Maybe it's a half. They're at Florida State. I think they can win that game. They're at Louisville. I think they can win that game. They get Syracuse at home. They'll win that game. They get Pitt at home. They'll win that game. At the end of the year, they're at Duke, and maybe that's a winnable game now. So I think they're going to clear that 6 bar with no problem. I think that's almost already in the win column after just 3 games.
Okay, the next one is Boston College, which you already talked about, over 5.5.
But, yeah, I mean, they you know, look, that's already a win. I mean, that's that number was insanely low when it came out at 5.5. We jumped all over it, and, you know, I mean, we're almost there already. So that's going to be a win.
And Georgia Tech over 5.5.
You know, we'll see. Georgia Tech's schedule is still difficult. They now have an injury. But I still think they are one of the favorites in the division. Beating Pittsburgh this weekend would be a good start to proving that. I still think that, you know, barring additional injury, let me look at their schedule. They only played the 2 games. They have the 1 win over Alcorn State. They're at Pitt. I think they'll beat Pitt. I don't think the Pitt defense can handle that attack. I think Pitt will score points, but I just don't think they can handle or stop the Georgia Tech attack. Now, if Georgia Tech continues to put the ball on the ground and things like that, that could be a problem. All right, but I say they'll win this game. I'm pretty certain of it. 2, they'll lose to Clemson. They'll beat Bowling Green. 3, they'll win at Louisville. 4, they'll beat Duke at home. 5, they'll beat Virginia Tech at Virginia Tech. 6, I don't believe in them. They'll win at North Carolina. 7, they get Miami at home. They'll beat them. They get Virginia at home. Oh, they're going to go over that. No worries. They'll go over that number easily. All right, go ahead.
Miami under 10.
Yeah, I mean, look, I feel good about this. I already have a loss for the Hurricanes. You know, I thought the 10 number was way too high. And obviously Miami beat Savannah last week, Savannah State. They're at Toledo. They're a 10-point favorite. We'll see about that. Then they have Florida International. Their schedule's terrible. I mean, look at this schedule. Savannah State, Toledo, Florida International, North Carolina. I realize they didn't schedule that. Then the mighty battle between Miami and FSU. Then they're at Virginia. Good grief. But the good news is they're at BC, and they're not winning that game. The Duke game is now winnable based on the two injuries. They're at Georgia Tech. They lose that. And then they're at Virginia Tech. Who knows? They're like an 8-win team. So, I mean, that's going to be – if you played that, that's going to cash. So, no worries there either. Walt Deptula, Road Rage. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and, of course, the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road. It's football season, and emotions run high and hot. And it ain't all about the love. Embrace the hate and let it fly with the Hater Hotline. The Hater Hotline is open 24-7. Call the Hater Hotline, 864-986-6049. Then listen up during Out of Bounds every Monday for the Great of the Hate. The Hater Hotline, only on 105.5 The Roar. Sponsored by Bennett Equipment. If you need to rent it from Bennett.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
Have you noticed the construction next to Hendrick Honda Easley? That's because they're expanding. Thanks to their amazing family of clients, the demand for Hondas continues to increase. They have the make, model, and color you want. Always in stock and ready to test drive for our customers. The 2019 Hondas are arriving. Experience the world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easley. Check out their vast inventory at ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. That's ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
Come to Lion Metal Roofing this Saturday and celebrate the opening of their new location on U.S. Highway 29 North in Pelzer. Enjoy free burgers, hot dogs, chips, and more. A bounce house and snow cones for the kids, so bring the family. There will also be free hats, shirts, raffles, and other giveaways at Lion Metal Roofing this Saturday from 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 6713 U.S. Highway 29 North in Pelzer. Get in on all the fun at Lion Metal Roofing this Saturday. See you there.
Hey, sports fans, football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all your favorite sporting events. You can take side, the total, or player props. MyBookie lets you play online and win big. Did the game kick off already? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has in-game live action on all major sporting events. Go to MyBookie to open an account and start winning. Use promo code CHAMPION when you sign up to be entered into their $1 million prize pool. Get into the action and visit MyBookie today. Call 844-866-2387. MyBookie. Call 844-866-2387. Or visit MyBookie and sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
For over 30 years, one family has owned and operated Roto-Rooter, helping thousands of home and business owners like you. That's what they do 24/7, 365, with a real voice to talk to when your plumbing issues become their plumbing issues. Rest easy knowing Roto-Rooter is there for you, serving the upstate and western North Carolina for over 30 years. 288-7686, rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
No one's better than Walt Daptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Good old-fashioned American guts and glory.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5, The Roar, live from George Coleman Ford. I'll be telling you more about the specials throughout the rest of the day. And we encourage you to come on in and take advantage of these crazy deals. Before I get going, let me tell you about my buddy Andrew Whitman. Listen, Dr. Andrew Whitman can change the nature of your business. He can change your bottom line. Andrew successfully added tens of millions in profit to his client's bottom line through his trademark cellular problem solving method. Dr. Whitman's the founder of the Mental Toughness Training Center, a leadership consultancy specializing in peak performance, team dynamics, resolving conflict in the workplace. He's the author of the book Ground Zero Leadership, CEO of You. Teaches strategies on how to take control of your thoughts, feelings, attitudes, and actions, especially under pressure, while sharing his experiences in combat high-threat environments across the globe. Look, you and your team will learn how to unlock the brain's power and potential to thrive in any situation, how to keep fear and anxiety from hijacking your emotions, how to defeat the negative effects of stress, how to effectively manage your response in any crisis, how to resolve conflict and consistently increase performance of your entire team. Let me tell you something. You know, this guy has taught Navy SEALs, Marines, Rangers, Special Forces in his time as a lead instructor with the State Department, training in high-threat diplomatic security matters. He can help your company. He can make you realize your potential. That's who Andrew Whitman is. For a limited time only for WCCP listeners, Andrew will deliver this customized training to your organization that exactly fits your budget. Call him, tell him I sent you. 864-977-1443. 864-977-1443. 977-1443. Let me tell you, when he speaks, it's mesmerizing. I'm telling you right now, he can change the nature of who you are as an organization. Bring him in. You'll thank me later. Walt Daptula, Road Rage, we are back. You want to get in, now's the time. 654-7627, 654-7627. We are live at George Coleman Ford. Again, before we get going, let me tell you about a couple of these deals. This may be my personal favorite, although I have some really affordable deals for any potential buyers in the audience. And I'm assuming this is still here, and I don't know that for sure, but it was when I came on. 2018 Ford Focus SE, power sync, all the power options, 6-speed automatic with power shift, charcoal black interior, magnetic exterior, which looks, you know, sort of like a charcoal gray, like a magnet color, as you might expect. Beautiful looking vehicle. This vehicle, regularly, the MSRP in it, $21,120. With the George Coleman Ford discounts, it's been reduced to $16,231. You save $4,889. And then for today only, WCCP special, $15,999. Take advantage of that. Call them. Tell them you want this deal. Come in and take advantage. Buy it today. You will thank me later. All right, Ramona, let's get back. You want to get in 654-7627. We still have Papa John's pizza and soda for and drinks for you. Come on out and grab some of that. All right, okay. Ramona, let's get back to the total plays.
Okay. You done with the Miami? You done bashing Miami? That's where we left off. Miami under 10.
I mean, it was under 10. And,
right.
You know, there's no way on God's green earth they're getting to that. I mean, look, these are already all wins. With the only one that's sort of in limbo, I mean, look, something strange could happen and injuries could happen. But let me just say, so far, I like the direction of all of them with the possible exception of Virginia Tech.
Okay, the next one is Louisville under 7.
Louisville under 7.
Yes.
What has Louisville done so far other than lose? Louisville under 7. Hold on 1 second. Get the, who's the one after that? All right, hold on a second. Cooperate. Here we go. Louisville, beat Indiana State. Oh, they beat the, Sycamores of Larry Bird. They beat Larry Bird. Louisville beat Larry Bird in game 2. Game 1, they lost. Got crushed by Alabama. They play Western Kentucky in game 3. That game's a home game. They'll win that, so they'll move to 2. Then they're at Virginia. Who knows about that deal? We'll say 2.5. Florida State. They got a number of these who knows. Before they hit the stretch of Georgia Tech at Boston College, Wake Forest at Clemson, at Syracuse, NC State, Kentucky. I don't know. They'd be lucky if they win 2 games in there. I'm okay with that. That one may be close. We'll see. All right. Who's next?
The next game on the schedule is Pittsburgh over 5.5.
I'm a little worried about that one. The Fighting Kenny Pickett's. I gave that out because it was so low. Pittsburgh is 1-1. I think they'll be 1-2 after this week. Then they get Georgia. Then they get North Carolina, and then that will make them 2-2. And then they're at Central Florida, 2-3. Syracuse at home, 3-3. At Notre Dame, 3-4. An injured Duke team at home, 4-4. At Virginia, I think they can win that game, 5-4. And then they're going to have to beat either Virginia Tech at home or win at Wake or at Miami. That's still in limbo. That's a we'll see. It's going to be close.
The next game is LSU over 7.
Look at Ramona sounding like a Price is Right model. LSU over 7. Let's look at LSU's schedule. LSU 2-0 so far. They got the Miami win, which was a big win in that projection. They're at Auburn. They're not winning there. They're going to play La Tech. They'll beat them. They'll beat Ole Miss at home, I think. Ole Miss has a lot of offense, though. That's not a given, but I think they'll win that game. 4, they're at Florida. They'll beat them. 5, Georgia at home, loss. Mississippi State at home. I think they'll win that game. Is that 6? 6?
I'm not paid attention.
They're at Arkansas later. That's 7. Rice, 8. They're at least an 8-1 team, so that's a win. All right. You could put that. The Miami game was the real key, and I thought they would beat Miami. I thought it would be relatively close in terms of the total, but I thought it was one that they'd get 8. You know, again, they average 8.5 wins the last 4 years. I think that's still what they are. So, I'm pretty sure it's a win already.
Okay. The next one is South Carolina over 7.
Look, why are you laughing there, Producer Ramona?
Because they got stomped by Georgia.
Oh, listen, I'm Producer Ramona, because they got stomped.
Yeah, we said, oh, South Carolina, tough game. Oh, tough game. I picked Georgia, and I got it right.
it's just cold. Ramona is getting bitter. All right, let's the Gamecocks start off with a win, then they lost to Georgia. Here's the thing. The Marshall game gets canceled. I assume they're going to try and reschedule it. So if they reschedule it, you know, and again, I don't know that it'll be that game.
Yeah, they should beat them, right?
Probably. So, I still think, here's what they don't want to do. They don't want to trade that game for, like, Virginia Tech or somebody. There's been some talk of that type of stuff. Keep with the Marshall game. See if you can get that thing rescheduled. You know, as is, you know, I think the whole pick is in limbo because of, you know, if they're only going to play 11 games, I think it would eliminate the whole play. Unless they get the over without it. But I'll assume they'll replay that game. And if it's Marshall, I'm going to assume they win. So I'm going to say 2. They're at Vanderbilt. Look, that game at Vanderbilt is now a little saltier than people thought. Vandy's playing well. Kyle Shurmur is a quality quarterback. And at Kentucky is certainly suspect as well. I mean, Kentucky's playing well. Just ask Florida. And they now have some real answers. And, of course, Kentucky's beat South Carolina 4 years in a row. I don't feel all that comfortable about that Kentucky game anymore. I still think I think South Carolina will beat Vanderbilt. So I'm going to say they get to 3 with Marshall and Vanderbilt. I'm not sure about Kentucky anymore. I think they can beat Missouri at home. That would be 4. A&M at home is obviously a tougher game than we imagine. I still think that's winnable at home. I'm not ready to think that A&M is an elite team because of one game. So 5, Tennessee is 6. At Ole Miss, I think is potentially a problem. 6.5. At Florida, 7. Chattanooga, 8. What was the number?
The number for South Carolina is over 7.
Okay, I still think they get to 8. I still think they get to 8. I still think they're okay.
Okay.
All right. What was next?
The next one is Vanderbilt over 4.
Vanderbilt over 4.
That is correct.
You know, this reminded me of the Maryland one from last year, which was 3.5, which I thought was stealing, and it quickly was, and it went right over, and now. Vanderbilt already is 2-0. So, you know, I just need 2 more wins for a push. And, you know, the schedule is not easy. The Notre Dame thing is tough. South Carolina tough. But Tennessee State is a win. That's the next game. At Georgia's a loss. They get Florida at home. I think they'll beat Florida. So there's your 4. They're at Kentucky. That's a loss. They're at Arkansas. I think they'll beat them. I think they'll beat Arkansas. I think Jim Morris could have a really tough year. Really tough year. And I think they can beat Tennessee at home in that last game. I think they're a 6-win team. That's what I said. I'm almost ready to say that's a win. I think I'm in really good shape with that one.
The next one is Notre Dame under 9.5.
Notre Dame under 9.5. Notre Dame's been a little better than I thought thus far. When I projected that, I was sort of assuming they would lose that game to Michigan, which they won. Now, they did not look good last week against Ball State, but I don't think it means anything. Vanderbilt at home, they'll win. At Wake Forest is a question. That's 3.5. I had them losing the Stanford game. I'm no longer sure about that. I think Stanford isn't quite what I thought, but let's say 4. At Virginia Tech, you know, they could lose that game now where I thought they would win that game. And then Pitt at home. They've played a lot of close games with Pitt. Navy at home, they'll win. At Northwestern, no idea. Florida State, they'll win. Syracuse, they'll win. And at Southern Cal to end the year again, who knows? The schedule, this schedule, which looked difficult on paper, doesn't look all that difficult now. So that one's suspect. What was that number?
Talking about Vanderbilt?
Notre Dame,
9.5. Under 9.5. I lost you there for a second.
That one's suspect. More to be determined. We'll have to see that play out. Let me tell you about HealthDare. HealthDare is not a weight loss program per se. that's a side effect of healthier. If your goal is you want to look better in a bikini, healthier can help you, but that's not how you win. All right. Healthier is a cellular health company. Your cells dehydrate over time. Your body, if you're overweight, is filled with this nasty, yellowy, visceral fat that is clinging to your internal organs and is suffocating you. Healthier's goal is to drain that fat. It's to get you off your medicines. Take the 90-day challenge, and as little as 30 days, you'll be on your way to getting off your blood pressure medicine, being free of your diabetes medicine, throwing away your CPAP machine, getting off of your meds, getting off your gout medicine. That's healthier. There are only two things you can't eat with healthier. When you sign up, they're going to hook you up with a representative, with someone who's going to be there for you all the time, a counselor, a healthier counselor. And that's a word I couldn't come up with a minute ago. A healthier counselor who will guide you through the whole process. You know, and as part of it, healthier is going to take you into Whole Foods, who they have a relationship with. They're going to walk you up and down the aisles and teach you about the hidden dangers in foods, so you'll know what to avoid. And your counselor will be there for you all the time. So if you need to call and ask a question, if there's something you're unsure about, they'll be there to help you. The number is 1-877-I-DARE-ME, 1-877-I-DARE-ME, 1-877-432-7363, 1-877-432-7363. That is healthier. Call them today. Tell them I sent you. It's the way this deal works. Ed, you'll be first up on the other side. We're live at George Coleman Ford. Let me tell you about another of their brand new vehicles, 2018 Ford Escape S. MSRP on this, $24,845. The final price, $20,797. You save $4,048 at George Coleman Ford. But today, the WCCP special price, $19,999. An additional $800 or so in savings. Everything power, sink, the whole nine yards. Come and get it. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. I'm at George Coleman Ford.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
It's football season, and emotions run high and hot, and it ain't all about the love. Embrace the hate and let it fly with the Hater Hotline. The Hater Hotline is open 24/7. Call the Hater Hotline, 864-986-6049. Then listen up during Out of Bounds every Monday for the great of the hate. The Hater Hotline, only on 105.5 The Roar. Sponsored by Bennett Equipment. If you need to rent it from Bennett.
Clemson Tigers Network.
Go! It's family weekend at Death Valley as your Clemson Tigers hit the field. The Georgia Southern Eagles are coming to town, and we'll be sure to show them a good time. Catch every minute, starting with the Tiger Tailgate Show on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action, starting with the Tiger Pregame Show right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville is the ultimate sports lodge you've been searching for. It's your local source for sports on wall-to-wall TVs and the most scenic views in the market. Everything on this fan favorite menu is made from scratch and guaranteed to please. Pair the new Nashville hot chicken sandwich with a local market brew served at a frosty 29 degrees by a beautiful Twin Peaks girl. Located on Woodruff Road in Greenville, Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
Vehicle repairs can be a painful experience, from shops that overcharge to mechanics who don't know what they're doing. My Garage by Essex, with over 100 years of combined experience, is that vehicle repair shop you've always wanted. Specializing in computer diagnostics and engine repairs, with a strong focus on preventative and scheduled maintenance, suspensions, brakes, heating and cooling. Call or stop by My Garage by Essex on Highway 93 in Clemson, 633-5800.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to say we are just as ready as you are for football season. Get game day ready with our full menu at the restaurant, or take some Tom's Barbecue to go to contribute to your tailgate experience. Nothing says game day like great food. Call ahead by Thursday and we will have you all set for the weekend. All you have to do is call 864-288-2652. We look forward to getting your tailgate queued up. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garnington in Greenville.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Hey, sports fans. Football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all your favorite sporting events. You can take side, the total, or player props. MyBookie lets you play online and win big. Did the game kick off already? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has in-game live action on all major sporting events. Go to MyBookie to open an account and start winning. Use promo code CHAMPION when you sign up to be entered into their $1 million prize pool. Get into the action and visit MyBookie today. Call 844-866-2387. MyBookie. Call 844-866-2387. Or visit MyBookie and sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
The Surgery Center at Pelham is a fresh approach to the outpatient surgery experience. First of all, we're a smaller facility, so we really are a true team where we make decisions together as a team to care for